From the beginning.
Oh, great. Two yeah. soda cans are already opened.
Yeah, and I didn't even get to... Yeah.
You know, we... Guys, we need to get... We need to get these arc... This is an interesting start.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to say fuck Paul again.
Yeah, we gotta say fuck Paul, but first of all, at least this isn't as bad as I dreamed, which... Welcome to the Stephen D podcast, everyone, by the way. This isn't as bad as I dreamed, where the whole thing didn't work, right? The whole thing didn't work, and I got attacked by a mutant fly, and then...
Oh, yeah, well,
that doesn't happen.
That might suck just a little.
Literally, I had this dream that I tried to record the podcast, and I got attacked by this freaking mutant fly, and I was slapping it away, and it wouldn't die. It was really weird. But yeah, so welcome to episode 5
Sounds
of
like
the Stephen
CP
D podcast.
Insects.
Yeah, but at least you can hit those away. You know what? I like
the
this
wasps?
Intro better anyway.
The wasps never die.
I like this intro a lot better.
Okay, I'm checking Discord, and all that stuff, just in case anyone wants to chat.
Yep, everything is working properly, so...
Epic.
First of all, now that things are working, I'd like to give my shout-out to the archive listeners, because I'm listening, or I am recording a special archive for you in case my internet fails, which is a possibility. And I don't want to splice things, so I have an extra recording going just for you, archive listeners. So, Paul, I know you're listening to this, Paul.
Yeah, Paul. The hell, Paul.
Screw you, Paul. Paul.
Paul.
It's
Paul. Stop it, Paul. 50-foot fall.
Stop it, Paul.
It's
Paul. You need a fall. Hit your head on the wall. Anyway.
Oh, it's Paul. Okay, guys, we need to save these, and we need to just have a Stephen D podcast episode sometime where we go through all these bloopers. And we just like maybe autocast or
that'll just make highlights.
Like, we just need to go through all these bloopers sometime, like the beginning of all these episodes that people don't get to see in the archives and stuff.
Just like we don't get to see Paul.
I just tried to go to nvgt.gg:80,000.
It's outside the maximum.
Showing your smarts as usual.
And we have 11 listeners. 11. Let me let the Skype group know that we're going.
Okay,
whoa.
What?
No, I don't
want
to add a cult. Freaking stupid ass. Sorry, man.
Carter, what?
What?
It's making me re-sign into Discord again. That ain't cool. What?
So,
okay,
guys, once Carter gets signed into Discord, he will be checking that. I do not, as of yet, have Chrome, and that's the only freaking browser that works.
That's a problem.
Also, fun fact.
So I'm the only one who's going to be able to relay the hate speech.
Yeah. Oh, somebody
one
already
online.
Told
hey.
Them I was live, but they didn't put the link. Thanks, person. I appreciate it.
Hey, Ty.
You forgot
cool.
the
What's
link,
up, man?
And I forgot to configure my... audio correctly, so it's okay.
Hey Steve, I'm on Discord. Who we waiting for now, huh?
Okay, so yeah, I just finished messaging the Skype group the link, and so I think it's about time I tell you what we're here for. Now, I created this game. Well, I've been creating this game, and it's not the pinball game I talked about. This is something completely different. So I've had this idea in my mind for the past several months, but I've never really known how to go about it. It's gone through a lot of reincarnation in my mind. You know, it's like so many different ways it could be done. And so finally, I think it was like December 7th, when I should have been doing homework. I had like 5 chapters to read from college textbooks and 5 tests the next week, but that didn't matter. I didn't want to do them. So I decided to write the outline for this game. And the name of the game is Scramble. And it's what you do is you basically try to collect as many items as possible, but, and I'll admit, before I finish the description, some of the concepts are rather similar to Oh Shit, but the game is very different. So,
I don't even notice.
Basically, your goal is, no, like, with the cannons and the rocks and stuff, and,
the same name, but nothing else, because it,
yeah, you're right. You're right.
Okay, what's that beep I keep hearing?
Is that you playing beeping sounds?
And Utils.
And Utils.
God,
okay.
Carter.
Also, that's Eric's
fucking
listening.
Unprofessional.
Hi, Eric.
Hey, Eric. Yeah.
Well, Sam, you ruined it. You Eric's bravado. Shut up.
That's actually good. Okay, now, Steve, before NVDA. We continue, though, I need to ask you a question, okay? Something uh-huh. very important. Now, I need to be enlightened, please, as to why, when we run Scramble, a file called fuckcarter.txt is created. Can you please explain that?
I was
that?
Wondering about that.
Okay, so let me explain why the file called fuckcarter.txt is created. Because right now, right, earlier I created that because I was doing some debug testing, and I didn't know what else to call the file. yes, Lucas, this is totally a sexual game. That very, very, I just guess it depends on how you look at that kind of stuff. But, you know, to each its own. I won't judge. No, but, like, the file, I created it, and Carter got a little bit mad that I created it. And so, that ain't cool, dude. What I did was I trolled him by having our little source code copy, because I actually have to give them a lot of credit for helping me with a lot of the technical aspect of this game. Thanks, guys. But
thanks, guys. So I'm going to put a file called Fuck Carter in here to show my appreciation. Anyway.
Yeah. So what I did to them, to troll them, was I had the game look for a file called fuckcarter.txt that auto-creates itself if it doesn't exist. So
Ty says, it's not called Goddammit XD.
No, I figure, I was thinking of naming it A Day with Carter because of how annoying it is, God. But
I'll think about that next time you ask for
download
help.
Download it.
Now everyone's ganging up on me. I think I'm just gonna go follow Paul.
Don't follow
yeah.
Paul.
By the way,
Paul,
I will be
follow
checking
Paul
Twitter.
On the 50-foot yep. fall. That's what you should do.
Oh. So, I will be checking Twitter, so you can tweet at Steve0399, and you can chat in the Skype group or the Discord or, I don't know. Are y'all gonna check y'all's Twitters? I don't know.
I don't get any Twitter mentions. Usually you get them.
Yeah, I'll try to check it, but you know how the API is these days, so.
Am I too quiet?
Yeah,
by the way?
I'll open
my mic down
mentions.
Earlier because my keyboard was being really loud, but this might just be better, so.
Oh, okay.
If I need to be.
So, audio problems, video. Please let us know because,
yeah.
you know, these things happen.
Please. Go away, Windows Defender Security
Go
Center.
Away. Steve.
Ivan wants to know, can you make it so you can throw rocks at your girlfriend if she doesn't listen to your commands? I would love you for that.
Everyone loves me anyway.
See, here's the thing, Yvonne. If you loved him for that, he would be your boyfriend, not your girlfriend. And, I mean, I know how much everyone wants to throw rocks at Steve, but, like, you know... Let's just
no.
save that for a different day, you know? Like we can
I'm a gentleman.
Focus on your very unromantic love life at some other point. Although I can't really talk because mine doesn't exist. So...
15 minutes into the podcast. Welcome, guys. We're talking about... Okay, anyway.
Yeah. So, anyway, back to Scramble, because y'all want to know what that is. So, the concept, I basically wrote the outline, so I know exactly what I'm doing with it, as in, it's going to be a game, y'all. So, I can't tell you what day it'll be released, but it's going to be.
It better be a game. You have almost 3,000 fucking lines of code in this game. Maybe more.
Yeah, I'm invested. So, basically, what it is it's a 3D game, and you have the normal field, which starts out 50 by 50, and you start out with three platforms. Each platform has a ladder climbing up to it, and your goal is to collect all the items, and some of them can spawn on the platform or the ladder or on the ground. Your goal is to do that, get the highest score you possibly can, because starting at the bottom of the field, there is a pit that goes from the left to the right side all the way, like it's side-to-side pit. There's no way to avoid it if you go back far enough. So it inches slowly or not so slowly up the field, and you have to collect items, avoid that until it inevitably closes up the field. So unlike Oh Shit, this game does actually have an end. You are considered to have completed the game if the pit consumes 99% or more of the field.
Notice
so
nothing Steve has made has had a good ending yet. Is it, like, has anyone noticed that? The only way to end this game is to die. Like,
you're one to talk, Mr. FPS Bloodshed.
Yep. Mr. Ooh, you could play Bloodshed, but,
hey, but there's
don't
a
worry,
bunch of
if you want to end it, just step
center.
On a mine.
Come on.
There's a cat yeah, and dog? I mean, I guess that's peaceful. That's the only Samus Center game I know.
No.
I've never really played.
There's a bunch of Sammy Center games. I need to like rewrite.
By the way,
that.
Guys,
that was a fun project for its time. But anyway, I don't want to steal the spot.
I would
this is
podcast.
Not about
Ty
Sammy
says,
Center.
And it revels Ivan's sexuality. Okay, sure.
13 people. I like this. So basically, Scramble is like where, like you got to get all the items before the pit expand. But it's not completely hopeless. For the most part, because I actually have included power-ups, and right now I have 5, but there are going to be more. One thing, though, is that power-ups will always spawn on platforms unless there are no platforms. So, you got to be wary, and I'll tell you why in a second. Because, in order to get a power-up to spawn, you basically have to pick up 3 items within 8 seconds, and a power-up will spawn. If you pick up any more than 3 items within the 8 seconds, you'll get bonus points plus a power-up. Pretty nice, right? And as for the power-up types, we currently have Super Speed, which does what it does in Oh Shit. We have God's Attention, which will destroy a cannon, and I'll get to those in a second. We have Health Increase, Fortune, which you collect that rundown and get more 3 more items, and it spawns a platform. And Expansion, which gives you more time by expanding the field forward 20 squares. So, yeah, I think it's about time to demonstrate this stuff.
So, Superfrex says, what you're saying is it's a side-scrolling battle royale with no multiplayer or turrets.
It's not
Rory.
Side-scrolling.
It's going to kick your ass.
Yeah, it's not a battle royale, and it's not side-scrolling.
With no turrets.
No. Okay, technically,
only,
it has cannons and it
only
that, let me talk
people
about
will
the,
understand that.
Yeah. I will tell you about the enemies. So on the platforms have 2 guards, one that attacks you while you're on the ground getting close to it, and another one that attacks you while you're on the platform. The one that attacks you when you're on the ground throws rocks down at you. If you get yeah, it's 3D, Patrick. It's I guess I I thought I said that, but maybe I didn't. It's 3D, like it's a 50 by 50 field, and then there's a third dimension for, like, platforms. The ladders have an X and Y coordinate, and you climb up to, like, 15 on the Z to get on the platform. So, yeah, but basically, the enemies, if you get within 10 feet of the platform's ladder, it will, its rock thrower will start throwing things at you. Those hurt, just saying. But then, if you get, if you get on the ladder,
that's me.
It will stop.
Oh.
But. But
continue, Steven.
The ladder is only is the only place where you don't have to worry about much, because when you get on the platform, you're going to get shot at by the cannons, and they'll warn you, but they're powerful if you get hit. And the cannonballs, let's just say that the cannonballs in Oh Shit are cannonballs, but the cannonballs in this game are cannonballs.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. They're really fast.
That took a little bit of pressure on my part. Because when I first was testing this game for Steve, we were playing, and I just could not get used to how slow these cannonballs move. Like, okay, it was like the cannon malfunctioned, right? It was like the ball wasn't shot out of the cannon, but it just kind of rolled out of the cannon a little bit. Started moving. Until it hits you and takes away most of your health.
Sorry to interrupt you, Sam, but Super Freck is wondering if someone is playing footsie with you.
What? Where did that come from?
The Skype group.
Wait. Playing footsie with me or Steve?
With you.
So, okay. I'm going to play it now.
It's all me.
So I'm going to click on it and open it here.
Let's scramble unit by default. Select an option. Play.
Can y'all hear my speech?
Yep.
Yeah, someone...
Okay, I don't know if you heard it say
problems,
scramble.
Wait until someone... Someone confirms that they can hear the menu music.
I'm gonna erase all my data. And the reason I deleted all my data is because of this.
Hi, welcome to Scramble. It appears you are running the game for the first time. Please note that this game has quite a lot to do with its genre and the concept is unique. Therefore, I recommend checking out the manual and the Learn Game Sounds menu to get yourself acquainted with the game. If you're still confused after that, feel free to contact me.
Now, this will be available when it's released, so...
Smoke can't wait to review this.
I'm giving you this patch so you'll have something to remember during that inevitable moment when your assumption is the game would be easy, but you will have made one for starting to play. That's proven horribly wrong. Thank me later. Oh yeah, welcome to Scramble, by the way.
There's a typo.
There's a typo.
Yeah,
at least my misspellings aren't as obvious. I mean, when you use eloquence.
Congratulations, you received the pity badge. I'm giving you this patch so...
And so that's called the pity badge. Now... Check this out.
Select an option, play.
This is the main menu, and this is what we have. We have play.
Variation, colon, normal.
Variation.
Stats. Achievements, 1 of 22 unlocked. Options. Exit. Options. Achievements, 1 of 4 stats.
Now, play. This is really cool with variations, because the way I...
Variation, colon,
this game does have multiple variations, but I'll get to those later, maybe.
Select a variation. If it's unlocked, you'll be switched. Otherwise, you can unlock it with enough points. You have 0 points, normal.
So yeah, you actually have to earn points to unlock them, and
rigged by colon, 2,000 points.
The next variation I can unlock is called rigged, but since I don't have enough points,
you still need 2,000 more points to unlock this mode.
I'm gonna try to unlock it anyway.
Sorry, you still need 2,000 more points to unlock this mode. Press enter to continue. Congratulations, you received the Phantom Match. Showing us all you were Phantom Match by trying to purchase a mode when you didn't have enough points. I guess I should call this a failure to listen to instructions match.
Okay, Steve, you need to add a badge for in the variation menu. There needs to be a badge for if you try to switch to a mode that you're already switched to.
Oh yeah, there does.
So there's a spoiler.
No.
It'll probably be added. Maybe,
yeah, I was gonna say, why are we giving them all the achievements?
Super Freck wants you to just shut up and play.
Options.
Oh, well, first of all, in options.
Use arrows and page up slash page down for movement keys. Press enter the title.
Yeah, now you gotta stall, Steve.
You can...
Make him mad.
Yeah. You can actually change your...
Use W, A, S, D, F, and R for movement keys. Press enter the title.
And I like this layout a lot better.
Alright,
so I'm gonna play around real quick.
Option save. Main menu options. Play. 3, 2, 1. Go.
You can die, Steve, die.
So you can hear the music, and I'm collecting item. Whoa, that was a rock. A power up just spawned.
There's a pet right there that's begging for you.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Don't disappoint the pit.
Ow! Oh. I just got hit by a rock.
Oh, there's your power up. Ooh. Are you trying to kill yourself?
Okay. Whoops. There's gonna be a cannonball. I just paused it right when the cannon shot.
Dude, hold so, an H, hold an F when you resume.
Malia says he didn't disappoint the rock, though.
No.
Huh?
Of course. So, guys, basically, what's happening right now is whenever I was walking up to the ladder, you heard a ding, 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 ding noise that didn't sound like any of the items. The ladders actually loop to let you know where they are, and then they stop when you're
kinda
climbing
like
them.
Kind of like in BK3.
And then, yeah. And then also, when you get on a platform, which I am now, you heard two noises that didn't sound like regular items. You heard a high-pitched item beat. That is a bonus item. If a regular item that isn't a power-up spawns on a platform, it gives you 5 points. Because it takes so much risk to get up there and get it. But there is also a power-up up here and a cannonball. Yeah. Yep. Screw you. Okay, now let me tell you what happened there. Basically, I got a super speed, but, and people, Sam, Carter, and Alec were complaining about this, and, you know, it makes sense, because, I don't want to let the super speed take effect until you get off the platform, that way you have more time to get down and collect items.
Yeah, because you saw right there how Steve was trying to get off the platform, because, and there was like a cannonball that launched before he could get to the ladder and stuff like that. And so then by the time you get to the ladder, if it had started right away, then you would run out of super speed by the time you hit the ground and it would be useless.
Yeah.
By the way, Allie's listening. So.
Hey, Allie. Okay.
Damn it!
Yeah. But let's make Super Freck happy and use the super speed.
How much health do you have?
40.
That was okay. Guys.
This is Steve's true demonstration of intelligence, guys.
Yep. Okay. Now this is a cool feature, though.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, we're in the game over menu because it presents your end of game stats as a menu, and you didn't hear it over the ovation I got, but what you can do here is press enter to copy your game stats menu to the clipboard as a stats report, or you can press escape to close it. And the good thing about these stat reports is when you click on a score in your top 10, it'll bring this menu up again for you. So yeah, that's pretty cool.
Ty says, nice death in nice death sound.
Cool. Yeah, thank you can thank Sam for the death sound.
Total score, this game lasted 1 minute and 10 seconds. During this time, the player managed a total score of 15 points. In the field goal, in the end, the field expanded 0 square forward, and the field expanded the rate of 7.65 seconds, so that it reached the wide position of 15 and consumed about 30.0% of the field.
It expanded 0 square?
In the field goal, in the end.
The 30.0. Yeah, I. Oh. The field expanded so zero squares.
I always get those two mixed up. I always do for some reason.
Items spawned in bullet. Total 18 regular items, 2 special items, and 1 power of spawn. Scoring bullet. Denied regular items, plus 1 power of the player elected contributed 10.66.67% of their total score. They elected 1 special item, which contributed 5.4 an additional 33.33% of their total score. Finally, due to their elected speed, the player earned 0 bonus points, which equals about 0% of their total score. Fun fact, this resulted in the player earning on average about 0.21.7 seconds.
That wasn't very good.
Malia wants to know if Sam made this music.
No. And so basically, guys, the special items, those are the items I was talking about that spawn on platforms that give you 5 points.
Movement colon, the player took 389 steps and jumped 6 times, they spent 10 seconds with super speed. NPCS colon, the total of 3 platforms spawned, and 0% of these broke. 3 cannons spawned, and 0% of these broke. Due to God's attention, some other unfortunate and cacophonous calamity. These cannons shot 4 balls at the player. Of these, the player avoided 2 or 50.0%, and 2 or 50.0% of them missed the player entirely due to our faulty cannon aiming system. The other 0% hit the player in case they didn't notice. Lastly, the total of 3 rock throwers spawned, and 0% of these broke because I think they were just too stupid to get out of the way of the pit. Or maybe God made a meter array, they shot 9 rocks at the player, hitting with 2 of them, which is about 72.22% of the time. The other 88.89% of the rocks missed the player because I think that these damn throwers are blind or something. Why can't you guys aim? Termination colon, in the end, this is a pit that killed them.
Yep, so there you go. And then if I click escape, of course.
Congratulations, you made it to your local top 10. Your position is 1. Keep up the good work. Congratulations, you received the Black Thunder badge. Hey, you put your hand out. Select an option, play.
No, I'm not letting you hear the description. The blind blunder badge.
It's the one thing that probably describes Steve the closest. I mean, it's still pretty far off, but I mean, you know.
Options.
Allie says, I feel like you have the most detailed statistics in your game out of everyone.
Maybe.
Steve has really good statistics. Yeah.
Stats, select a variation, colon, normal.
Okay, and so the cool thing about my stats right here is when you click on that, you can
show that, bro.
Oh no, I'm going to. Okay.
Main menu.
I'll play another game.
That way you can show
the super freak. Damn, I love that achievement sound. Malia also badges.
Oh yeah.
Me, I know. I really like the stat system. I'm glad me likes it.
3, 2, 1.
Go.
Die!
Go away.
There's the first.
It's the back lag.
It's holy diver. I mean,
how bad
it's the back lag.
What do you have the buffer set to?
50? No, it's well, it should 500. Be. It should be 50.
Congratulations, you made it to your local top 10. Your position is 2. Keep up the good work. Congratulations, you received the fortune toll badge. Well, you requested your fortune, and then it was toll. Too bad. Select an option, play.
Fortune toll!
Yeah, I like the way that you're not reading the entire achievement text, so people still have that to look forward to when the game's released.
Yeah.
Options. Achievements. 422 unlocked.
Oh, and guys, another thing about achievements is that you don't see all the achievements in the game. Like, I don't just have 22 achievements coded right now. When you unlock variations, it gives you more achievements to discover.
Ty wants to know if the death sound is different depending on which ways you die.
Of course it is.
Yes.
Yes.
So,
Allie wants to know, stupid what? Question, does this game have health or do you just die the moment you're hit?
No, health. You have health. So, things take away health. If you get hit with the rock or you get hit with the cannon, it takes away health. Or if you fall off a platform or something, that takes away health too. The pit
just takes away one instantly. Health. You're
okay. Oh yeah, just one.
As cannons he just only take brilliantly away demoed.
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly.
Okay, so here's how. Here's how this works.
Normal statistics. Press enter on anything except the top scores listing to copy all stats to the clipboard. Otherwise, press escape to leave. New scores.
I'm not going to show you every statistic in here because you'd get bored, but like I said earlier, I can click on the view scores.
Statistics menu, press enter to copy these stats to the clipboard and escape the exit menu. Total colon, this game lasted 1 minute and 10 seconds. During this time, the player managed a total score of 15 points.
You see, you can do that, and I do like that.
Clock two scores, position normal statistics.
Now,
stats, select mode, colon, normal.
I'm going to try this game one more time. One more time.
Wait.
Oh, yeah, I... Well, yeah, because I didn't want to, Yeah. I didn't want to sit there reading stats for 2 minutes.
Well, you don't have to read all of them.
Superfrex says when you die by getting hit by a cannon, it just like stops and then it sounds like a zombie.
Better and better every time.
At least I got position three.
Three on your local top 10. Three.
No, let's not get that.
Oh, yeah, I was told the
Caught by surprise. The not ready badge.
Select an option. Click. Click.
First 30 seconds.
Yes.
I bet your average score sucks.
Ty, he didn't give a release date.
I'm turning the music off.
And Ty says, nice job. He's so supportive.
Whoa. Oh, a power-up's gonna spawn. There's the pit.
It's calling your name.
Ow.
Dude.
This is very hard with lag.
Okay, that I can understand when the cannon rapid fires. What I can't understand is falling into the pit in the first 30 seconds.
Talk about determination.
Determination. You made it to your local top 10. Your position is 3. Keep up the good work. Congratulations, you received the downside of a badge belt.
So, guys, notice how many badges Steve has gotten for failing. That's how you get achievements in this game. By failing. You don't get them for succeeding. Well,
I don't think there's one achievement badge.
Failing.
I don't think there's one.
No, there's
actually
a couple okay ones. But
are
you
they?
Get most
I've never gotten the okay badges.
Failing.
I guess that should say something about my playing abilities.
Speaking of Carter's playing abilities, I didn't invite these people on the podcast just so they could sit around and watch me play. I did it so that they can try to get better than me.
I'm going to set up my stuff for when I go, so I want to know really quickly.
I have my
audio
stuff set up.
I can set up... Oh, okay. You go
Am
first.
Am I the only one?
Then
okay,
yeah. Okay, so you
Hopefully
go, then
you
I'll go, then Sam goes. Does that sound cool?
Yeah.
Okay, my speech is probably coming through TT. Hold on.
Yes,
it is. No, it's not.
So, Alec, then me, then Sam.
No, you fucker, where am I?
Okay, I'm probably gonna die, so if I, like, die in, like, 30 seconds.
You're gonna fail in the
Blaze
first 30 seconds.
Much.
I was playing a little bit. I was muted and I was playing a little bit, but
he doesn't have a speech
fuckers
on.
Fuckers wouldn't compile it until after the podcast started.
Ali's counting on me, but then that's just false confidence.
No one
Step under the rock. Oh, there's a power-up.
You should get that item up there. Power-up.
Awesome.
There's a special item up there.
Yeah, the little side. Okay, you got two power ups.
Wait, is there anything up there?
No, you have to listen on the ground for the power up sound.
There's. Hey, that's your God's attention platform. That's not even a cannon.
Hurry before it gets.
Where is
it? I heard him! I heard it.
It probably already died.
Yeah, there!
Yeah, I don't even hear it.
Oh! Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah.
Press tab, see how many platforms. Oh, there's one platform. To your right.
Oh, yeah. Go, quick.
If it's.
Quick!
Yeah, climb.
It's okay, sir. God detected.
Yeah, you can get. No, yeah. Super speed. Oh, that was close. It died.
Oh, got it.
It died.
No, it didn't. No, it didn't.
It didn't.
There's another one, though.
You have to go up there quick.
I can't find it.
Go get it. Quick.
Oh, I hear it now. Oh, now it's gone.
Yeah, that sounds like a horse on steroids.
Yeah, it's gone.
Keep collecting items, they'll spawn on the ground. Get it! There you go! Now
he
collect
did.
Items,
got a
quick!
Fortune. Yeah, you need to get items really quick. Three.
Go! Three! Yeah. Give me one more! There
Yay.
You go!
He got it!
I mean, no!
Now there's a new platform, you can hear the rock door and stuff, and the power-up will be there.
Where is it?
Find the ladder.
Yeah, I'm looking for the ladder.
Oh, it just
died. That ain't good.
Wait, no, it didn't!
Yes!
No, it was on the ground.
Ow!
Oh!
Oh, really?
Oh!
What was your score?
That was fun.
You should make it better than the dev achievement.
Better than the
71.
That'd
was
be
my
positive.
Oh man.
So Allie says, "What are the power-up spawning rules again?"
So
you pick
power-ups.
Up 3 items in 8 seconds, and a power-up will spawn. Unless there's no platforms, and then you have to pick up 4. Items, I think, in 8 seconds, and then a power-up will spawn on the ground.
Yeah. If there are no platforms and you pick up 4 power-ups in 8 seconds, it spawns one.
Items.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
4 power-ups in 8 seconds.
Yeah.
4 items in 8 seconds.
Yeah, 4 items. I've been so bad about reading the Skype.
I've been reading it.
Oh. Thanks, Carter.
That was
I'm
fun, though. I actually
contact on stream.
To survive and.
Ty says, I heard the pits give you a ride to hell. Ty also says, damn, bro. Yeah.
Yeah.
So who's
is talking to Alec, or is he talking to Steve-O?
Or is Alec going again?
No. Hmm? Next person.
Whoever can set up their audio faster, go.
I'm set. I'm already set.
Set up. Okay. Then you... Whatever.
Okay.
We'll put Sam on there because he's the youngest.
Can you guys hear my scramble?
No, he's not.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I don't
Let's
have
see
Explore
if
2.
Steve is right about this Focus. Back leg. I hope this isn't too
no,
loud.
No, you... I don't think you have any right now. You
yeah,
might,
I do.
Though. Oh.
I'm not good at this game, though.
How do you turn that off?
F1.
You
motherfucker!
I keep circling the item! Where is
it? It's on the ladder! It's on the platform!
Yeah.
No, it's just on the ladder.
Sam, I heard you have a meet and greet scheduled for the with the cannon.
Yep, Bouncer Boy 1, everybody yeah. knows it.
You move fast when you jump.
Oh! Behind you.
Ty wants to know if items can fall in pits.
Oh.
I'm dead.
Whoa! Bro! Doesn't that do
that
a little bit of damage?
Me. Not necessarily.
Walk in!
Dude, I'm getting the worst fucking luck right now. Where's the fucking power up? Oh!
Behind you!
God protect you.
Come on!
Oh.
So useless!
Get that. That one.
No, this is
over. Yeah, that one right there.
It's about to die.
Yeah.
God's attention destroys cannons, but it will destroy rock throwers too.
Only one though. And it obviously didn't destroy a rock thrower.
Oh wait, is that bugs?
Unfortunate.
Yeah, literally.
What was your score?
That was not a good game. That was like a really bad game. Wah, fuck that. Hey, at least I can say I died because the pit expanded all the way. I didn't die out of stupidity.
You can actually see how far it expanded.
I don't think. What?
Okay, so Ty is my new best friend. Why do you fuckers have to bash Carter? He's the only reason I joined. Okay, half. That half
wow.
part ain't cool. Who's the other
yeah,
half?
Yeah, there was only one tile left. Because of power
oh, nice.
Spawn. So.
He says that you said there would be a learn sounds option. Is it not added yet?
Not yet.
Cockroach.
Cock.
Okay.
Okay. So guys, one thing,
but
let me address some questions. Let's see. Yes, you can jump in the game, Malia. You press space.
Damn.
That jumping sound is purely imaginary.
So Allie, right now God's attention can actually be really helpful if you get it, and it because it is a luck thing.
Yeah,
I've had it destroy
it the right time.
Yeah, I've had it destroy cannons on platforms, and then I've been able to get 20 points of special items and a bunch of power ups free of charge from those platforms, basically. So,
it... For a limited time, only.
Yeah, it's for a limited time, but it can be good because it does give you an option. And in other modes, when cannons are going to be able to spawn on the ground, it's going to be really useful.
That'll be really useful. Yeah, because
you'll want that.
Right now, it's a really hit or miss power up. It's a good power up, but like if you get it at the wrong time, it can destroy the cannon or the rock thrower of the platform that's one tile away from the pit.
And yeah.
So you got to get a little.
You
lucky,
should make a hitter. You should make a hit or miss badge. So basically, the next rock that hits you has a 50% chance of giving you 5 points.
You realize any badges you suggest on the podcast he's not going to be able to implement?
Yeah.
No, he's been showing off quite a few badges.
Bro, he's been showing off badges anyway. So,
yeah.
This will just... Hey, think of it this way. Sound okay? Think of it this way, though.
Yeah.
If people listen to the Stephen D podcast, they get a little reward. They get to know about a couple of the badges in the game, so...
Yeah, Ali, that's still the same. Someone else... But special items aren't really meant to be got in rapid fire. Basically, here's the thing with special items. Only one can spawn at a time. So if there's one there and you don't pick it up, well then you're drastically reducing the possibility of getting more of them. Because you have to pick one up for another one to be able to spawn. So you get on the platform and pick that up and get 5 extra points. And it counts towards the bonus... But you don't just pick up like 2 of them in 8 seconds and get a power up. It doesn't work like that.
Okay.
Go ahead, Carter.
Die, Carter, die.
Die, Carter, no, die!
At least I beat the developer.
Yeah, you did.
Nothing up here?
Nothing.
Shit. Yeah.
Oh, special item.
And power up.
No! Don't you be doing that!
It's on the other platform.
I think it's...
Left.
Yeah.
So fuck. Oh my god. Okay.
Hey Steve. Dying from a rapid fire cannon. So
hold on, I gotta do this again. It's only fair.
But you know it's not excusable? On. Dying in the pit. You didn't get to do Great Toy Robbery again.
There's a power up.
Dude!
It's not up there! You fucking moron!
Okay, I just accepted the fact that I suck under pressure.
Yeah, no, I was gonna say you don't get another
I was
chance.
Trying to find under. The ladder, but
you
the
had
cannon
every
kept shooting.
In the world. There was nothing even up there.
The cannon kept shooting. Yeah, that ain't cool.
Of course it does.
I'll do it one of these days. I'll do it one of these days. I swear.
Now I'm glad you played a second time because it turned out to be very funny.
So yeah, guys.
I thought I was.
If you are.
Okay, I thought I was doing horrible, but.
Okay, the sad thing is I literally got 180 today.
Wow.
I'm sure that's
I got 180
I'm sure
during.
That's very credible
freaking...
for the listeners. I'm sure they believe that you did that.
They won't believe I got 199 either. They won't. Can I try it one more
time?
Actually,
Carter, you can prove that you got 180. Route your speech and look at your...
No, I can't. Save was deleted. No, can't.
Yeah. You just happened to delete your save file.
Can I...
Notice how when you launched Scramble, you didn't get the welcome badge? You didn't get any badges for jumping in the pit?
Yeah, I raged and deleted my save.
Wait, who's playing?
Me.
Steve-O.
I just want to try one more time. I feel like I... Whoa.
Carter, you're thinking of deleting the save. Doesn't make sense. You didn't get the welcome badge. You didn't get any badges for your game.
Bro, get the item. On the top of it.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, I played after I deleted my save. I got a really bad score, was afraid of the
Shut
average,
up!
And then...
JK. But I just...
Done that before.
Can you guys hear my speech, or did NVDA just die?
I'm sick of life.
Ty, and that is the reason you fuckers bashed Carter.
Exactly.
So,
yeah, guys.
That's end of life. You're not worried.
Fail. First the great toy robbery, then this.
Sick of life.
Yeah, I gotta practice under pressure. I think that's my problem.
Sick of life.
Sick. Yeah, that was funny.
I literally just jumped off the platform and landed in the pit.
Life.
Death.
Life.
Yeah, that the way that sound works is pretty cool.
So, if you guys are still confused, please know that there will be a readme, like a tutorial, and the learn game sounds menu, but like I said, this game is not ready to be released yet. It just has most of the mechanics coded in already. There are still bugs, there are still things that need to be done, need to be added. And so, I can't tell you what day it'll be released, but be looking forward to it. And now that I've shown it off, I'll probably be posting other demo links. I'll probably do more demos in future podcasts until it is released. So, I do hope y'all have enjoyed the game, though. Because
what the fuck?
I've enjoyed making it and
cut my hair, put in it.
What?
What?
Hey, I enjoyed it even though I died
today.
That should say something.
Weird stuff in my hair. They styled it, and I don't like it.
Which one of us did the best, Alec? Alec did.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I. Well, wait, Alec, what was your score?
71.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
so,
he did the best.
I'm afraid
Which
to inform you all
that. Which is funny because he's the one who's played the least, guys.
Yeah. Literally,
yeah,
he's played the least.
Yeah, I didn't get to
that,
play.
And
the
I
last
think
time
I
played was what, at
I
Sam's
think I played
house,
the most.
And then I played while we were on the podcast.
Bro, I think Steve played the most, and he did the... Well,
oh, yeah,
actually,
that's
no,
true.
Never mind. You did worse than Steve.
And
yeah, that is true. Then again, Steve got to play more than I did.
Steve walked
the first two times.
Steve
died in
the ass right into a pit. Carter at least didn't do that.
Platform getting hit by cannon.
Steve-O died in a pit twice.
No, four times. You want to see? You want me to use my stats to tell you how many times I've died in the pit? Let's see.
You never showed us the totals at all.
Oh yeah. So before I. In the podcast, I want to show you all the stats that I keep track of.
Achievements, 7 of 10 stats. Stats, select a variation, colon, more normal statistics, press enter on anything except the top score, listing to copy all stats to the clipboard, otherwise press escape to leave, new scores.
Yeah, so you can copy all of your total stats as a report to the clipboard as well.
Total, colon, you have played a total of 5 games, accumulating a total score of 49 points. In terms of time, you racked up a total of 4 minutes and 10 seconds. This means you average roughly 9.8 points per game, and that your average game lasts about 50 seconds.
No.
That's pitiful.
Completion colon, of all 5 games you've played, total colon, you have played. Completion colon, of all 5 games you've played, you have successfully completed 0, or about 0% of them. You did escape 0, or 0% of the games. In terms of deaths, you died by falling in a pit for 80.0% of your games. Falling from high surfaces, 0, 0%. Cannonballs, 120.0%. And rocks, 0, 0%. Movement colon, you have taken a total of 14.8 steps and jumped 30 times. On average, this is 289.6 steps and 6.0 jumps per game. Finally, you have spent a total of 10 seconds with a super speed boost.
Oh my god.
Items spawn colon, total 65 regular items. Five, movement,
when's the last time you deleted your save?
Like, right when we started the cast.
3,000 lines of code and no readme, you lazy fucker, says Ty.
Exactly. Exactly. I've been focused on the coding.
Items spawn colon, total 65 regular items, 5 special items, and 6 power dash-ups have spawned in all your games. This average is 13.0 regular items, 1.0 special items, and 1.2 power dash-ups spawns per game. Election and scoring colon, the total of 35 mortal items and 4 power dash-ups you grabbed, so contributed to 39.79.59% of your total score. The 2 special items contributed 10 points or 20.41%, and the other 0.0% were bonus points earned due to your relation speed. FTCS colon, the total of 14 cannons, 14 rock throwers, and 14 platforms have spawned in all your games, averaging 2.8 platforms, 2.8 rock throwers, and 2.8 cannons per game, 0% of the platforms, 0% of the rock throwers, and 0% of the cannons broke. Projectiles colon, the total 12 balls of the tires, averaging 2.4 per game, you can decide for your 25.0% of them. FTCS colon,
yeah.
Projectiles colon, the total 12 balls of the tires, averaging 2.4 per game, you can decide for your 25.0% of them. Avoided 5 or 4,
1.7%,
FTCS colon, the total projectiles colon, FTCS colon, the total projectiles colon, the total 12 balls of the tires, averaging 2.4 per game, you can decide for your 25.0% of them. Avoided 5 or 4, 1.67% of them, and 4 or 33.3% of them is due entirely due to the piece of junk cannons, and honestly need replacing a barrel in your system, that wouldn't even need it. There have been a total of 30 rocks thrown, averaging 6.0 per game. Of these, 6 or 20.0% of these hits the player, and 28 or 93.33% of them is the player because clearly rock throwers can aim. Projectiles colon, the total 12 balls of the tires.
Yep, that's it.
Cast, select mode colon, normal. Main menu. Exit.
Well, I'm afraid to say that my Cherry Coke is running empty, and so is the time of this
podcast. I don't
know
what the fuck I'm drinking. Okay, I've had this pop, and I don't know what the motherfuck I'm drinking. I think it froze in my fridge one time, and I don't know what it is.
So, guys,
you need to just use... Okay, here's what you do. You sing AI.
No,
yeah,
I have a better idea. Guys, I need y'all to use the form, or the Skype group, to tell Sam what kind of pop he's drinking, based on the description he just gave. He doesn't know what the fuck it is, or how long he's had it. He doesn't even know what it tastes like.
Don't
so I need
say
you to
what
tell
we're all thinking you're
going
to say.
First carbon- let's
don't.
Guess, let's get that the first suggestion is going to be carbonated gin. Because I've been
no, you know, Malia said orange.
Orange, okay.
No, Malia just said cum. Never mind, of course.
Oh. Well, we did have cherry coke, cream soda, regular coke, and
cream soda is the life.
Yeah, something
else. Yeah, what
else
was it?
We tasted.
We got four things.
It's
we got
the life.
Because that's what I'm drinking from. It's still the.
I think it was Mountain Dew that we got.
It's the way, the truth, and the life.
If this is Mountain Dew, yeah. Don't freeze Mountain Dew and let it thaw again because it will not be the same. If that's what this is.
Well, I think we've had a good stream, and remember, guys, that if you go to stephend.net/podcast, you can see the archive of this whenever I post it later tonight. But also, if you feel like it and you have the cash, you can donate. I would really appreciate that, but you don't have to. And then there's the feedback form if you have any questions or suggestions for future episodes or the question about the podcast itself, anything. You can hit me up on that. And yeah, I guess I will see you on January 24th, maybe?
Also, before
What's
we
up?
End, Eric says awesome stuff and Ty likes cream soda.
Yeah, me too. I love cream soda. It's good stuff.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
Sorry to demo the end, but it's just that important.
Yeah, actually, guys, I forgot. I was going to demo this soda for you. Hope that helps.
Shows how much Steve sucked musically.
Yep.
You're talking to a piano player, and that came from... What have you done? Like, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star with TWS?
Actually, I had several years of piano lessons, first of all.
Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, I just wrecked my parents' car. Says... Anyway,
Twinkle Little Star. Go ahead, bye.
Sorry. Do any of y'all have anything else to say before the, conclusion of the stream?
Nothing, but I hope for all of our sakes that Steve dies a very painful death. And other than that, I think we're good.
Have a nice
life. Wait, hold on. Me Moo says I'm not a fan of it. Are you talking about Soda, the podcast, or Steve-O's music abilities?
My music abilities.
We're gonna run out of music here too.
Anyway, guys, have a nice time, and I will see you in 2 weeks. Hopefully with these guys again.
Have a nice life.
Fuck you, go die of rabies.
Have a nice
life.